5:30, time to call to order the Town Discovery Bay's Park and Rec Committee's meeting. Play roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all board members are present.
Outstanding. Okay, now it's time for public comments. If there's any members of the public that wishes to address the board, this is your opportunity. Are there any members of the public on?
The boardroom is closed, and at this time, there are no members of the public online.
Okay, then I will close public comments, and if someone jumps on, we can always revisit that.
Okay.
I guess we'll go straight to E1.
Sure, E1 will be Bill Engelman, and he will discuss his plans for the Willow Lake Island design.
Okay, at our last Park and Rec meeting, staff presented some thoughts regarding making some of those street islands usable park space, because some of them are quite large and we have limited areas to grow our park space. And I just want to reiterate before you, I have just one design idea for the island along Willow Lake. Space is large enough to accommodate gathering spaces, tables, benches, a shade structure, possibly games, and generally create space that is usable for the public. If we want to move in this direction, you can see the approximate total cost that would be, it would be beneficial to have kind of a design charrette or some kind of workshop to flush out any more ideas. And there you have it.
I like it. I think it's a neat concept. It's definitely, in my opinion, going in the right direction. And I don't think the cost is that you have a approximator do not seem that outrageous to me based on the size of that property.
Right, right. I would concede that, yeah.
I agree with Brooke. I think it looks really good.
And I like the fact that you're saying, hey, this is the first concept, so obviously you can tweak this as you go along and ideas come up.
Yep, absolutely.
I just might throw out, I don't know if we need games and stuff, considering Cornell Park is a stone's throw away.
Fair enough.
But certainly a shade structure, a meditation area, some benches, for deep thinking,
yeah.
Whatever it might be.
Yep.
I like those ideas. So, Ashley, any other comments?
No, I agree. I like all the ideas that are presented, and I too agree the cost of it doesn't seem crazy.
So is this something that we would bring back for maybe to put on a CIP or whatever?
Yeah, so we would probably have a discussion of how to finance this, right? And so some of the things that we were thinking about is this would be a great thing to use some of the Hoffman money for.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating a smaller park on a space that right now is unusable, right? So then we'll make it usable. You'll have a new park there. So we can name it. That would be kind of fun to, you know, have the people, you know, maybe the community can help us name it. So that's something we would probably discuss with the finance committee, is to bring this to them and see if that's something that we would like to do, is start utilizing that Hoffman money.
Perfect. Then what's the finance committee, it's then the finance and the park and recs, then can bring it to the board for...
Yes, and then we'll bring it to the board.
Perfect.
So, would you like us to bring it to the next finance committee?
Yes, I would like you to.
Start moving forward.
Yes.
Okay. Ashley, you too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Is there anything about the plan that you would want to change or see, or do you like where we've started with this at least? I think you like the start, but are there any other ideas that you would like to see added into this?
I like the start of it. I think it looks like, Bill, you kind of kept some of the same concepts that you started doing on the various other islands and Discovery Bay Boulevard. I think as long as we can keep some of that consistency, that would be awesome too.
Yep, great.
I guess actually now that I mentioned, so are you just, you have a large section for the ice flat to retain. Is that just strictly?
That was a cost savings. Basically, it's useful to cover space, but again, up for discussion in terms of if we want to make that a usable area as well, a path or what have you.
I like the concept of having some type of path,
mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to misspeak myself here, but I know that these little meditation circles that are very popular for people to do.
Sure, sure.
Do you know the name of those?
I don't.
But
you know what you're talking about.
Say that again, Ashley.
Are they like Lapras? that you can like walk around in circles on?
No, not on that.
I think they're called pole.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I know what you, I know what your concept is. I know what you mean.
As a thought.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Does the ice class require watering out?
They do require water. They retain the water that they do get quite well. They're very easily maintained.
I'm just trying to see if there's a cost. I mean, if there's a savings of water if we get rid of them,
right,
that we could justify doing something else.
Yeah.
But
would you consider it more of a drought material ice plant, or not so much?
Not the amount of it.
Okay.
I mean, it's in small pieces. Yeah.
Well, I think I'd like to see more, maybe some more benches and some more shade structure.
Maybe we continue the path with that shade structure, and yeah, exactly. So.
Okay.
But definitely in the right direction for sure.
Great.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Go to E2 then.
Okay, Monica, Gala will actually discuss with us possibly increasing our swim price for the new pool.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as you see, the pool is looking fantastic, and we are gearing up already. We're very much ahead of schedule for a 2022 aquatic season. In 8 years, we've never raised our pool prices. And with a larger pool, just thought it would maybe be a good idea to explore that. So what I'd like to do is share with you what our prices always have been and what we're proposing, and then have discussion about it. So in previous years, what we did was we had general admission for a swimmer is $3 per person for all day. You get in and out privileges with that. We have a different colored wristband for each day of the week. General admission for a non-swimmer to enter the pool deck is $2, and children 2 and under were free. Then what we also did was we offered season passes. So an individual season pass is $35. A family of 4 was $125, and each additional family member is $24 to add on an additional person. And then lastly, we also offered what we called a 10-card punch pass, which was $20. So it brought that price down to $2 a person to enjoy the pool.
No, I'm sorry, the swim pass was how much? $30?
For the individual, $35.
$35. And then for the family of 4?
Family was $125, and each additional family member was $24. I see you're doing some math, so I'll give you a minute.
That was just right down the number.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay.
No math.
So what we kind of tossed around and would like to suggest is doing a minimal increase for general admission for per swimmer to $5, the general admission for a non-swimmer to $3, continuing children 2 and under for free, and then getting down to our season passes, increasing the individual pass to $45 for the whole season, doing a family of 4 at $160, with each additional family member being $38 each, and then offering, lastly, a 10-entry punch pass for $35.
In the past, do you have any data, like how many per category you sold?
Not off the top of my head, but I could not exact numbers, but I could tell you the, which kind of baffled me, honestly, the individual season passes were not very popular. We mostly sold the 10 punch pass. That was very, very popular.
And again, the 10 punch currently is?
$20. And what I was suggesting is making it 35.
Yeah, that is interesting. For $5 more or $50 more, they could add unlimited.
Yeah, we did sell some, but not like the numbers that we kind of expected. And consistently, every year was like that. Those punch passes were the big seller.
It sort of doesn't surprise me because I think people's perception is they won't use it as much. So they'll get the minimum one, which is the cheapest.
Right.
If I was a guess, a reason.
How do you feel about those numbers that increased from $3 to $5?
Did you have any pushback during, with the current pricing ever for people?
No, never.
Ashley?
How many a day do you need to sell to break even, do you think? Just on like a busy Saturday. I mean, does that cost help us break even or cover our costs, or are we still in the red?
I'm sorry, I want to make sure I understand. Do you mean for the whole pool cost, meaning like staff and chemicals, and or what do you mean?
Well, like if you're looking at like a Saturday and what you need for staffing and chemicals and stuff for that day to run, like how many individual tickets do you need to sell to cover the cost for that day?
I don't know that answer. Julie, would you have any idea with your...
It would be quite a few because you'd have to cover all the salary costs. So each one of your lifeguards for a full day, you have what, 3 or 4?
Yeah, we'll know when you... for a day. I think 6 to 8, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we can calculate, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
I guess my question I ask is if we're going to raise them, maybe look at overall, like, is it enough to help us cover our costs so we don't have to raise them again? Because in my mind, like, $5 isn't, you can't even go to the movies for under 20.
Right,
you
get a Starbucks coffee.
yeah, I mean, really, like you can't get, and that's just a plain black coffee with nothing in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thought is, if we're going to raise them, I mean, clearly we don't want to be exorbitant, but maybe this is a good time to like analyze what we need to break even and make those costs a little bit more in line with what that is.
We could definitely do that calculation, but the pool design of having the pool in the community center was never in a break even when we budgeted it previously. It's a community gathering place, but we can calculate what would be a break even, but that has never been the financial goals for the budgets.
I suspect if you did that calculation, we won't hear it, but we don't want to see the number. It could be probably far exceeding.
So why don't we prepare that for the next committee meeting, and we'll bring that back and we'll have some calculations, show you what a break even is, and show you how much money we would make if we sold so many at a $5 rate, and we'll put together a spreadsheet with some different calculations for you to analyze.
Yeah, I mean, I know our goal isn't to break even, but I guess it's also a good thing to say, like, hey, with the community, if we decide to do it at the $5.45, we can say, like, for us to break even, in reality, the individual cost should be $30 per day. And so we're really offering a great service for our community at only $5.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Julie has the note down right now.
Okay.
But just to make a comment, I think your numbers are reasonable.
Okay, great.
And we'll wait to see what the comparison looks like, but ultimately, the committee is only going to absorb so much of a price increase for the buck.
Yeah.
Monica, can you maybe highlight, what are some other community pools? What are they charging?
You know, one time I looked into Brentwood, and I believe it was $8 for the day. I don't know what, you know, this, that we're very early in planning. So I don't know what theirs are for this year, if they've changed, but I know at one point BFAC, which is the Brentwood Family Aquatics, was, I think it was about $8 a person.
Okay. All right.
You know, it might be just a thought to do some type of announcement. Hey, come check out our new pool. We're offering an introductory this month only special discount on a pass, and kind of combine it as a marketing ploy and see if it gets more people. Just thought. When the pool opens in May?
End of May.
End of May.
Memorial Weekend.
So we don't have a lot of time. If we're going to do anything like that.
Right. And it's traditionally for rec swim, keep in mind, it's Memorial to Labor Day because your lifeguards are high school students. And so when they go back to school in, let's just call it August 1st, because sometimes it's actually the end of July, they actually can't work during the week because they're in school.
Right.
So it's a pretty, and that's not just us, that's everywhere. It's not a very long season.
So since you brought up lifeguards, have you started the process and how is that looking?
I have. I'm very excited to let you know. We've got flyers.
Please share the excitement with us.
Okay, I will. We have put together flyers that we have posted here at the community center on the gate and the doors. We've put it on Facebook and Instagram. I reached out to Callahan's Coffee and Combs, and they have volunteered to hang it in their storefront window. I've developed a relationship with the superintendent of Byron Union School District, so I sent it to him and said, you know, would you mind terribly putting this in your monthly newsletter to all of your families? He said it would be my pleasure, so he'll be doing that. I reached out to Liberty High School swim coach, and who's a personal friend, and she is going to blast it out to all three schools, Heritage, Freedom, and Liberty, working with the swim teams, and then I'm going to connect with the career centers at the three schools and put it there. So, yeah, we've already, and we're
have you got any action? Or
no, it just started this week, yeah. I actually also have been communicating with the city of Oakley, and they're going to be offering, they haven't been able to do it in 2 years, and they're going to be doing their youth fair again and invited us to have flyers at their youth fair. So, absolutely. Thank you so much for reaching out. So that's a lot for January 19th.
That's awesome. I hope we get a lot of responses.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Any other questions about that?
Ashley? Dr. Porter?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I opened up to public comments. Have we ever been in line yet? Okay, close public comments. We'll go to E3.
Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. I have just one more quick little update I wanted to let you guys know. I constantly watch when the time is changing and it's getting darker. February 12th, it'll start getting dark about 5:47. So starting February 12th, we're going to continue leaving the grounds open and the building and the grounds till 6 o'clock. So I'll just keep watching that so that every time it inches to be lighter later, we'll keep extending.
What's the current hours right now?
5 o'clock, because you can see it's dark.
February starts getting lighter a little earlier.
Exactly. Did I say the opposite?
You did.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it'll start getting, it won't get
We'll go to 6 o'clock that
we'll point. Go to 6 o'clock February 12th.
And ultimately, what's the latest that we stay open till?
You know, it just kind of depends on what's going on. It's usually been about 7 o'clock during the week. If we've got activities, you know, during the Zumba, things going on, then we'll keep the gates open until we close it to 8 o'clock, if it's not dark. And it will, of course, depend on staff availability. We're still incredibly short-staffed, but I'm also working on that to get more part-time staff so that we'll have a bigger pool to be able to stay open more. That was just my last little...
Awesome. Thank you so much. Great presentation. Okay, now we'll move to E3. Graffiti.
Yes, graffiti and vandalism.
Oh, they have to go hand in hand, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Lovely. So there's just an FYI. We are continuing to have a problem with graffiti and vandalism at the Cornell bathrooms. Over the past 4 months, we've had to repaint the entirety of the bathrooms 3 times because of graffiti. And during this last graffiti spell, there was also vandalism with Christmas trees stuffed into the toilets and pumpkins smashed into the urinals. So it's becoming quite of a maintenance quagmire.
Is your biggest issue the vandalism or the graffiti?
Graffiti.
So if you can say the opposite.
Yeah. I have researched some coating to put on, but that still requires a staff member to go out there and power wash it off, not actually repaint it, but there's still labor time in that as well.
So what are some, what are you wanting to do with the bathrooms?
Well, I think there's a couple, you know, there's several options. A, you can get rid of them. B, you can enclose them entirely, keep them locked only, and then open them for certain events. Or just the status quo.
I thought about a year ago, or maybe, I don't remember. Didn't staff bring some numbers to the park and recs as far as tearing the bathrooms down and...
I don't believe we brought numbers, but we did have a discussion.
Yeah, I know it was a discussion.
Yeah, it was a discussion. We brought numbers. It was to clean it during COVID and what it would cost. So that's what we brought to with numbers. But we did start a discussion of what do we do with them, because they are a consistent problem. And it does just kind of pick away at the budget as you're, you know, continuing to repaint, continuing to like fix and replace. So it is something we should probably start discussing, is how do we want to handle it. Bill's going to look into the coating like he did and maybe put that on there and see what that does. But that doesn't prevent somebody from stuffing a Christmas tree down, you know,
well,
the toilet and blowing it up or...
But currently the problem with the bathrooms are there's a 2 or 3 foot gap between the wall and the ceiling.
Correct.
That people could just crawl right in through.
Right. So you would have to enclose that completely.
You're right.
To be able to lock them.
I would like to see that quote as well, just before we start ripping the bathrooms apart. You know, maybe if it's minimal, you know, and that start preventing stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we just, today we just wanted to have open discussions and see the directions you were thinking, and we can bring back some numbers of some of the options, and we can kind of, we can go from there. If that's what you'd like.
I'd like to see some of those numbers as well. I agree with Brian. Of what the options are, but also like the impact to not just close it or whatever, but like what the impact has been to us financially over the past 6 months.
Okay.
And some of the difficulty is this because of COVID, everyone's locked up and cooped up in their house, they're acting out, and this might go away once everything kind of goes away, or is this
I'm not positive. I mean, talking with the sheriff when he comes out, obviously there's been vandalism on the sound wall, there's been vandalism at the gas station, so my belief is that it will just continue, but...
Marky?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I also communicate with people I talk to at City of Brentwood, and Brentwood is also having a terrible vandalism problem. So it's definitely not here, and they're starting to take measures as well because it's just so costly for them to keep doing this.
So you want numbers on enclosing it completely, on removing them, and then the financial hit we've taken, say the past 6 months or 12 months in maintaining cleaning.
I think that would give us a reasonable starting point to decide what to do next, if any action.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Unfortunate. Any public comments? Hearing none, I'll close public comments. And then we'll go to E4. Ooh, activity guide.
Yes, so we have our new activities guide is complete. It's beautiful, if I do say so myself.
Especially the last page.
It will run, it's for February, March, April, and May. So we've got classes in here. I'm also really excited to share with you that I'm working with a company called Safety Training Pros, who we've used in the past. So in April, they'll be holding a blended lifeguard learning class here at our pool to train people who want to become a lifeguard. So that will help us as well. And we will start posting this new guide on all our, you know, Facebook, website, Instagram. We've started doing more flyers to promote specific programs. So it is done and great. And we have on here about hiring lifeguards, visit our dog park, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
And I think, do we still mail those out, or we used to?
We do not mail them out.
Okay, so.
So we do have a thing on our website where people can go on and sign up to have one sent to them electronically, or they can always feel free. We print 500 copies. So we have them here. We'll put some at the district office. And folks can certainly come, you know, and pick one up. But you could go right on the website and request to get an electronic copy. And you can, for anybody out there too, once you see it on Facebook, and that our guides are interactive. So you don't actually need the paper in your hand. You can scroll through the online and sign up for classes even right there.
Do you find every year that we go through the 500 yet printed? Are people picking them up?
We have not.
Approximate numbers?
Maybe 100.
Maybe we need
to... People are just, I don't think... They're not coming to pick them up. So the thing is, they're viewing them online. Now, I will say, this COVID thing has still been... We couldn't do classes, we could do classes, we couldn't. That has been all over the place. So I'd like to think that that has something to do with it as well. But we are getting busier. We are back with Zumba. That started this month and is very popular, and we're doing everything we need to do. We've got the Boy Scout. People are coming in. So, you know, we just have to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe we could put a little flyer box out by the gates. People walk in and they could grab a...
Absolutely.
To make it more accessible to them.
Sure.
Actually, that might be good. You could put it in different spots, like the dog park, mm-hmm. or near the pickleball and tennis courts, and just kind of different little boxes around.
I think that's a great idea. Do you know, Brian, if they're still doing the new neighbor bags at all?
No,
because
they're not.
They're not. Okay. Because that was another great thing. That it would give them a chunk of them, and they would go in those new neighbor bags.
Are we also going to, I know you said you previously, Monica, you're doing something with the district for the lifeguards. Is this something that we can also ask them to put a link to the digital guide in their newsletters that'll go out?
Oh, to the school district. Yeah, we could certainly do that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
That's it.
Well, we've run out of agenda items. Director Porter, do you have anything else?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well then, if there's nothing else, and we have no more public comments, then 5:58, meeting adjourned.